The Last Paradox. 36. The Model A shot into the narrow passage between Sanders Craft and Fabrics and the old storage center. Eleanor's running boards grazed one wall and spit out white sparks. "Go left!" shouted Eli as Eleanor burst out of the alley across from the cinema. Harry spun the wheel hard. She downshifted, slammed her foot on the gas, and the tires grabbed the street. The Model A threw itself forward and Harry jerked the wheel just before sideswiping a parked car. Engines growled around them. Cars blocked the far end of the alley. Tires squealed on pavement. Sounds echoed back around the Silver Arrow. "Through town," Eli said. They raced down the same streets they'd traveled just half an hour ago. Harry's gaze flitted to the mirrors.
"Where to next?"
"I don't know.
It's your town. How do we get away from them?"
Someone on the sidewalk shouted at them to slow down. Instead, Harry cut the corner by the pizza restaurant, making another car screech on its brakes and skid in the snow-covered street. The Model A flew past the fire station and they heard the growls closing fast. Before they reached the end of the block, Eli looked back and saw the first of the Hudson Hornets roar around the corner, barely 200 feet behind them. The black car fishtailed, its tires spraying slush across the storefronts. A hand came out of the driver's side with a pistol and fired two quick shots in their direction. Something whizzed past Harry's window and yanked at her hair. She shrieked.
"They're close," Eli said.
"Not close enough, thankfully. Right or left?"
Eli saw a dozen yards between the Model A and the T intersection. They were going in circles. Right or left? Right took them away from the founder's house. Left took them toward...
"Left," he spat out. "Churches, loaded with history."
Harry took the corner, swinging around a little silver import. Eleanor leaned to the side, close to tipping but leveled out as they raced forward. At the far end of Church Street, a black shadow swung into view and roared toward them.
"Hang on,"
said Harry. She leaned into the steering wheel as Eleanor rushed forward. Eli braced his feet. The Hornet filled the road. The growl of its engine shook the air. The driver, a faceless man in some kind of clear animal mask, reached an arm out the window and fired four quick shots at the Model A, one after another. The cap of the gas tank sparked, the windshield spiderwebbed out a high corner. Eli braced for impact. Right between the churches, Eleanor hit a thin patch of history spread across the road. The tires spun on the pavement. The snowbanks vanished. Harry steered into the skid and let the car slip back 10, 20, 30 years at least. Then she hit the gas, the tires caught, and they rushed forward. She let her foot off the accelerator. The Model A bounced twice before getting a good grip on the dirt road. A stone bounced up to hit the undercarriage as the car squished through a dark patch of half-dried mud.
When are we?
Asked Eli. Only three other cars in sight, one of them parked just off the road. She glanced back and saw a fourth car parked in front of the solitary brown church. Most of them looked closely related to Eleanor.
Mid-30s,
Harry guessed.
Maybe 40s, the way this town is. I was just trying to get away from them.
She turned right at the end of the road, away from the founder's house and into a residential area. Lots of small houses, not much more than three-room bungalows. Two of them had picket fences out front. A pair of large Victorians bookended the street. Eli looked back. Did we lose them?
Maybe one or two of them, for a few minutes. They know where we slid, so there's only so many wins to check before they can be certain.
I don't recognize any of these houses, he said.
Perhaps we slipped back further than I realized.
A roar echoed up over the buildings, the mechanized growl of an angry beast appearing on the road at speed. One, maybe two of them. Eli heard a distant scream and the growl of acceleration.
Piss bucket,
muttered Harry. She stepped on the accelerator. Eleanor lunged forward again.
I think the state line's up ahead, said Eli.
Town and state line? That's good. Lots of history there.
She drove past the line and into New Hampshire. Then she pulled hard on Eleanor's wheel, made a bumpy turn across the dirt road, and raced back the way she'd come.
Never go in straight lines?
Harry nodded.
If the faceless men track us again, they'll be going the wrong way. We'll be a mile or three ahead before they get turned around.
Eleanor bore back down on the line. Stones and grit sprayed from beneath the Model A's tires. The gears whined and the engine coughed. One sputter. But it hit
just as they reached the town line, and without the momentum she'd planned on, their skid through history became a gentle glide. Eleanor fell short.
What happened? I'm not sure.
Harry looked at cars, license plates, trying to find something, anything, that would tell her when they'd ended up.
Left up here, he said, farther from the founder's house.
She turned onto an even less developed street with spaced out little houses sitting far up from the road. As she did, the engine coughed again. It kept hacking as Eleanor began to lurch.
Oh, no,
said Harry.
No, no, no.
What? The red-orange light flared on the dashboard, a tiny warning beacon. The needle of the fuel gauge rested below the E, a flat line, completely dry.
No, no, no,
she smacked her hands against the steering wheel.
Come on, Eleanor, just a little more, girl. We just need you to give us a little...
The engine sputtered twice, and the car lurched forward again past a small house. It gave a final, wet cough and died.